And finally this evening, Ireland convened diplomats from more than 100 nations today in hopes of negotiating a treaty banning cluster bombs. They will try to forge a final agreement on banning a weapon they consider a serious threat to civilians. Major military powers like the U.S. and China are not attending the conference, which runs through to May 30th. In his Angelus appeal Sunday, Pope Benedict called for an international treaty that would be both strong and credible. From Dublin, Michael Kelly reports.
Diplomats from around the world descended in Dublin at the weekend to begin discussions leading to a possible treaty banning the use of cluster bombs. Humanitarian organizations say that a binding treaty is now urgent because the weapons cause what they describe as unacceptable harm to civilians. However, some of the world's main producers and stockpilers of the weapons, including the United States, Britain, Russia, China, and Israel, oppose the move. Ireland was one of a core group of seven countries, including the Holy See, which played a leading role in bringing the negotiations to this crucial stage. Cluster bombs have been used in countries including Cambodia, Kosovo, Afghanistan, and Lebanon in recent years. The initial weapons scatter thousands of smaller bombs across a wide area, but these bomblets can often fail to explode, leaving a deadly legacy as civilians return to their homes. Speaking at the weekend, Pope Benedict said it is necessary to heal the errors of the past and avoid them happening again in the future. I pray for the victims of the cluster munitions, for their families, and for those who will join in this conference too, wishing that it will be successful, the Holy Father said. If, as expected, the conference does come to agreement, it will be the most important disarmament treaty since the Ottawa Convention to prohibit landmines over 10 years ago. In Dublin, for Vatican Radio, I'm Michael Kelly.